Hello and welcome to the Photographer's Guide. My name is Lance Sensei on the internet, and I want to welcome you to this interesting episode, this enlightening episode. The reason it's enlightening is because I recently went through some business training and some training about mindset and the mindset you need to have for a business. And I've just hit a wall. I haven't felt really like, you know, my business. I'm still trying to make photography a side hustle. So I'm still working in a normal 9-to-5 job with photography on the side and trying different things here and there. So I've kind of hit a wall where I just feel, you know, I just feel stuck. I feel like I'm treading water. I feel that the job I'm doing doesn't line up with the things I want to do. It just doesn't seem like I'm heading towards a goal. I've stagnated. And let me be very crystal clear here. I have a wonderful life. I have a house. I have 2 kids, a wife. I have a grandpa, grandma at home to take care of my kids when I need someone. I have my sister's wife there as well. My wife's sister. Sorry for that. That's staying in the podcast. My wife's sister there as well to help out if we need it. So, and I've got a farm and fresh food is all year round. So there's nothing wrong with my life. I don't have a bad life at all. But I've stagnated, as I've said. And I think this is something that people who have a good life kind of go through. I am near 40, so maybe this, some people would call this my midlife crisis. I'm not sure. But whatever the reason is, whatever you want to call it, I feel stagnated. I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like what I'm doing is making an impact anymore. So I recently went through the School of Greatness, Greatness Academy, 5-day greatness challenge from Lewis Howes. And I got the privilege to be talked to on day one personally by Lewis Howes. And I put this question to him and he said, well, this is something that a lot of successful people have. They don't feel like they're doing what they need to do or giving or making a difference, or there's something missing in their lives. You're giving 80%, but you're not giving 100%. And I was given homework for the rest of the 5 days. And I still do this even now after, 2-3 weeks after the business course has been done. And this has been something that is extremely useful to me. And I think that other people can really get an advantage on their life or figure out their goals to do something using these 3 little steps. So the 3 things that I was given homework on were to think about on a daily basis: gratitude, appreciation, and acknowledgement. And to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. Where are you for other people? So how do you show gratitude to other people? Do you show gratitude on a scale of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Appreciation for the things people do, and then, you know, acknowledgement of other people and yourself. What are you based? And I was way below a 5 on all of them. I still am. I'm getting better, but, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. So first is gratitude. For other people, what are you grateful for that the people around you do? How do you show that gratitude for, you got me coffee. I'm grateful that you got me coffee. I'm grateful that you prepared these handouts for the meeting. I'm grateful that you did all this. Gratitude for me is more of a things that have been done by someone. And, you know, if you can show gratitude towards yourself and gratitude gratitude towards your personal life, things that you have, things that you that are around you, that will put you in a mindset of you have a lot. You don't have, you're not missing stuff. So with an abundance mindset, you have a positive mindset, and positivity will make, if you're positive, it will make your life positive. And if your life is positive, things will go your way. So start with gratitude. Next is appreciation, appreciating other people. I appreciate you for the things that you do. I appreciate you because you're so truthful all the time. I appreciate me because I tried my best. I appreciate myself because I did a 30-day journaling activity and I stuck to it. So showing appreciation for the things people do, for the things that you do personally, the personalities of the people, the way people talk, the way things are. If you can show appreciation, again, it's the same thing. If you show appreciation for other people, they will show appreciation to you as well. And then if you can show appreciation to yourself, it'll make you feel better as well. I'm reminded of an experiment by a Japanese scientist. I can't tell you his name at the moment, but it's the water experiment. And if you just look up water experiment, I think you'd be able to find this. But what he did is this Japanese professor took water. I think it was just normal tap water, all from the same source. Put it in the same exact bottles and then put them into different rooms. And one room, people would go in every day and they would say, "Oh, you're so good water. I love you so much. Oh, look at you. You're such precious water. If I didn't have you, I'd die." And then another one was like, "You are the dumbest water. You don't have a taste at all. You look clear and you don't have any color to you. So you're really boring." And they would say bad things to him. And then what they would do is they would look at the structure of the water as a water, a gas, and a solid. And what they noticed is the structures of water, especially under crystalline, when they became a solid, the water that was loved had a very intricate, very structured, very solid shape to it. Whereas the water that was yelled at all the time was very unstructured. It was discolored. So this goes into, you know, showing you are what, 70-75% water. So if you can be nice to yourself, and you can even be nice to other people, that water inside you, that vibration will vibrate positivity, and you'll be positive from the inside out. And the last thing is acknowledgement. This is something that I was horrible at personally and to other people. And this is super important. You know, you need to acknowledge yourself and other people around you. You know, "Hey man, you failed your test, but you know, you did it. You did the best you could. And that's all that we can ask for." Or, "You know what? I want to acknowledge you because you really went out of your way to make sure that we had all the papers we needed for this meeting." Or, "I want to acknowledge myself because I got up this morning and went for a hike when I really wanted to stay in bed." This goes into the same mindset. If you're nice to yourself, people will be nice to you. And these three things have really helped to just put a positive spin on my psychology. And I think if you do it as well, it might help you to be more positive about not only your life, but if you're having trouble in photography or business and you just feel stuck, it might help you as well. But that's all I have for you today. If you guys like this, please give it a thumbs up. If you think this is something that someone you know could really benefit from hearing, please share it. And you can you can connect with me on social media if you need to. Just look up Lance Sensei, LANTZSENSI, I think. All right, that's all for the Photographer's Guide. I will talk to you later.